close. It was going to be tight. It was going to be an uphill battle for you. What was your game plan coming in tonight to upheave these Bad Axe Hatchets?
You know, it changed. We really prepared to, to zone them up and change defenses that way and mix some things up. But they were really efficient starting the game. And it got away from us, actually, a little bit. So we just went to man that we haven't played very much of. We don't feel it's our strength. But tonight, I just think they dug in, and I got to give those kids a lot of credit. They were, most of the night, were overmatched as far as physically and height and length. And they just battled. And I just think that was the key. When we could come back in the first quarter and not let it get away, I think that was a big turning point for us in the game.
The game against Lakers was a huge blowout, 30-point victory, easy victory. Do you think your team kind of had a little bit of a funk because of that game going into this?
You know, it's hard to change, when the level of competition changes. Sometimes you don't adapt to it right away in the start of the game. But you know what? I really think that game helped us because we played an overtime game on Monday. We were able to rest some guys on Wednesday. And I think that really helped us, down the stretch here tonight.
Well, speaking of overtime, it seems like your squad has become very adept and very experienced at overtime this year.
I wish you were going to say good because we lost a 6 overtime game. But, the last two we've won. So, that our kids kind of hang in there. We didn't particularly play that well down the stretch when we had the lead. But we're playing Bad Axe. There's a reason why they're undefeated. It made it hard on us. We rushed some shots and turned it over. But, when it comes to the end of the game and you're up and you beat an undefeated team, you can't look back and be critical. You just got to be happy and move on to the regionals.
Despite the defense that Bad Axe was putting on you, you managed to go ahead and shoot 43% inside the arc and 33% beyond the arc. That's really shooting.
And I don't know what we ended up from the arc. When we were over there, we shot too many threes, and that's when we started the game today. We just settled for threes early in our possessions, and, that was a bad avenue to go to. I mean, we need to get the ball inside, and we did a better job in the second half. I think Isaiah and Michael did a better job with that. But, I don't know what we shot for the game from the arc and how we made, but I remember some big threes, and I also remember some really big threes from Aaron Sines, and I'm really happy for him.
Well, you made 7 threes in the night, 5 of those coming from Aaron Sines. And what's impressive is you were out-rebounded 15-29 to Bad Axe tonight, according to my stats.
Yeah, and that don't surprise me. I mean, we struggle a little bit in that department. Especially down the stretch, I thought they got a couple offensive rebounds that kind of kept them in. And you work on it, you talk about it, you do drills. We did what we had to do to win.
Take us through the next game. I know you haven't even thought about it. It's our job to ask you about it. Reese on Monday in Ithaca. You've beat Reese twice now.
Yeah.
Got to play him a third time.
So we reversed the roles that we had to do tonight against Bad Axe. Reese is just a rival. It won't be easy. It's never fun going to a regional. You really like to play other teams, but we don't control that. Reese has got a nice team. They're very competitive. They'll play really hard for Coach Kern. We just expect a tight game. We're happy to be there. We'll just see what happens.
Well, we'll be happy to be there with you on Monday in Ithaca. Coverage will start at 5:30 p.m. because we hear the early game now. It's 6 p.m.
I didn't know that.
We found that out in the fourth quarter.
Okay. So I'll be on. I won't be late for the game.
That's
then,
good.
Right?
That's good. That's always appreciated.
All right.
Mark Gainforth, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Another district title.
Thanks
for
guys
you.
For covering us.
We'll be back in 2 minutes on the WLW Sports Network with your post-game wrap-up from Harbor Beach, Michigan, USA 50, Bad Axe 47 in the District 83 Championship.
It's Sweet 16 Model Bonus Days at the mall. That's the Flattery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. 16% off select models. Sweet deals. Like a 2016 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive. Premium edition, fully loaded with heated and cooled leather seats, dual sunroof navigation trailering package, and more. $8,429. How about a 2016 Buick Verado Sport Touring Edition? Fully equipped with power seat, rear vision camera, remote start, and more. only $22,648. Lease it for as low as $182 a month. Get behind the wheel of a GMC Terrain SLE2, all-wheel drive with heated seats, remote start, rear vision camera, and 4G Wi-Fi, only $28,637. Lease it for as low as $235 a month. GMC. We are professional grade. So get your Sweet 16 deal at the mall. That's the Flannery GM Auto Mall located a mile east of downtown BedEx. See dealer for details. High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
Live from District 83 in Harbor Beach, Michigan, USA takes out BedEx 50-47 in overtime. BedEx with only one field goal in that fourth quarter, which set up the surge for the Patriots. Let's take it quarter by quarter. After the first quarter, BedEx came out to a 13-6 lead, leading the USA by 7 points. That would be their second largest lead of the night. The largest for BedEx was 9. Tommy Morneau had 9 points after the first. Messing for John Messing and Clark Brady each had 2 points. That was the scoring for BedEx. USA at that point had Aaron Sines with 2, Williamson with 2, and Kemp with 2. That was it. In the second quarter, Tommy Morneau goes off for 8 points on a field goal of 3 and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Some assists from John Messing and Andrew Sutton and Zach Arns for the rest of the points. They have 24 points, but here comes USA outscoring BedEx 18-11 to tie the game at 24, thanks in part to an Aaron Sines buzzer beater to end the first half. Aaron Sines ends up with 7 points at the half. Harrison Kramer with 5 off of a field goal and a 3 in the second. Brody Wesolowski hits 2 threes in the second for 6 points. Macklin Gettle, 2 points at that point. Isaiah Williamson has 2 points, and Michael Kemp with 2 points at the halftime. Shooting in the first half, John.
First half, we had the Patriots for 9 for 24, 37%. Inside the arc, they were 5 for 11, 45%, and 4 for 13 beyond the arc, 30%. They were pretty much setting the stage for what they were going to be doing in the later quarters.
In the third quarter, BedEx comes out and actually outscores USA by a point, 10-9. Tommy Morneau chips in another 8 points for 25 through 3 quarters. Andrew Sutton chips in a field goal, and then that was all the scoring for the Hatchets in the third. USA comes out, Aaron Sines hits another field goal and a 3, and Isaiah Williamson 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Michael Kemp with a field goal for their 9 points. BedEx leads by 1 point, 34-33 into the final 8 minutes of regulation. In the fourth quarter, John Messing goes 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Time Morneau with a field goal. Martin Messing misses the front end of an and one. Andrew Sutton then goes 3 for 4 from the free throw line for 7 points through regulation. Time Morneau had 27 at the end of the fourth quarter. John Messing with 4 and Clark Brady with 2. For USA in the fourth, Aaron Sines hits 2 big 3s in the fourth and a pair of free throws for 20 points through fourth quarter. And he had all the scoring for USA in the fourth quarter. And into the fourth quarter, Aaron Sines hits another 3 in overtime. Hunter Bone goes 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Isaiah Williamson 2 for 3. Michael Kemp misses both free throws for 9 points. BedEx can only muster 4 points from Ty Morneau and Martin Messing with the other two for 6 points in overtime. Final score, USA 50, Bad Axe 47. Bad Axe's season ends at